Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Dom Giordano on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
Hey, Liz. How you doing?
I'm good, Dom. How are you?
Well, very well. You were the architect, well before people thought it was polite to say it even, of inching us toward the mail-in balloting thing. Do you have a sense at the state level, Sean Parnell has given us really good reports, and Democrats were way behind because of Biden. We're not sure with Harris if that's really intensified or not, but it seems like we have a pretty good playing field here this time around when it comes to mail-in and early voting.
Yeah, that's right. And I think Sean's right. I think what we're seeing is we're doing better. Of course, they're still much better at this than we are. I wouldn't expect it to be otherwise, but the numbers are not so jarring like they were last time. The mail-in ballot returns in Montgomery County are expected to be significantly less than they were in 2022 and even less in 2020. The trends have been downward ever since. And I think people looking at those numbers and overall turnout are thinking turnout may be a little bit less than it was in 2020 in the Southeast. You know, there's a real concern, and you see this in the polls when you drill down about African-American voters. You know, looking at those big groups, swaths of them are living in Philadelphia. And so their enthusiasm is down from 4 years ago. And that may be reflected in the mail-in ballot numbers or not, but certainly on Election Day, we'll be able to tell how that worked out.
Liz, you and I, too, are joined with this, and I get it gets pretty heated at times, too. The Inquirer softening the battlefield again the other day, saying, well, in Al Schmidt, particularly in these others, if they would just let us count the ballot, the mail-in ballots, before Election Day, everything would be okay. And the counter is, new machinery, new techniques, and millions of dollars so that you have counting teams ready to go, and you just keep counting till you have the final count.
Well, there are some counties that are actually spending more money to make sure that they have people working through the night,
right,
and have, you know, larger numbers of people doing that. And I'm not sure where Montgomery County is going to be on that, but I suspect they're going to vote to spend more money to make sure the answer comes as fast as it possibly can. I think people are tired. Even Democrats have complained. They're tired of having to wait for days to find out who are winning these campaigns, winning these races. And in a presidential, you know, there's just a lack of trust. And again, on both sides, primarily on the Republican side, but on the Democratic side, too, of this process. So it doesn't help them. And maybe that's even why we're seeing fewer and fewer Democrats apply to vote by mail, because, you know, they want the answer. They want to make sure their vote is counted. They want the answer on election night. And again, you know, you and I talked about this process. We certainly can help in the Republican Party identify whether or not your ballot has been properly cast. And even before, if there's any kind of issue, to make sure you get down there and fix it, we can always help. But then what the Democrats do, which I think is really important, is they collect some of these low intensity voters. They collect their mail-in ballots, and we have to make sure that we do that as well, that we get our, what they're sort of ranked, right, our low performance, our ones and twos, that we get their mail-in ballots and we make sure that they are voted to increase our turnout, because just the smallest turnout will be this election.
Now, I was starting to think it's the Casey magic again, translation, his dead father, not Bob Casey Jr. But CNN dropped a poll today, McCormick Casey, 46-46. What's happening there? That's just one poll. Others, you know, the real queer polling average and all, has Casey a bit more ahead. But what's happening there, Liz, do you think?
Well, Well, what's happening is Dave McCormick is now spending money. The Democrats have far more money than we do around the country in all of these races. And Casey had far more money than, even though Dave McCormick has been a really astonishingly good fundraiser, you know, he still had less money. And so they were holding their money until now when people start really focusing on these races, and it's paying off. So it's not just CNN that has them tied, but all of the recent polls in the last couple days have them within the margin of error. So this is a real race. And I was talking, you know, this on Channel 6, saying this back in February. This is going to be a real race when the Democrats said, oh, no, it's a foregone conclusion. It's not. So I think Dave McCormick is in it. He, you know, both sides are running very powerful ads. Dave is a very strong candidate, and it can go either way.
It seems to me that's the case. Now, abortion coming up again, New York Times, Siena poll. And look, polling is polling, New York Times, I get it. But I'm half there believing it. Women under 45 in the swing states saying that abortion is the number one issue to them, not even the economy.
Well, I'm where you are. I believe it to some extent. I think that the majority of Americans, though, who, and that's, if they are living paycheck to paycheck, they're noticing that they can't fill their tank of gas without breaking the bank. They can't buy a home. And I think these are real concerns. So I ultimately, when they get there, it depends on where the economy is. I mean, we just saw yesterday the market's dropping 600 points. And, you know, there's real concerns about the economy. If gas prices are up right before Election Day, that could change that number. The women might just say, you know, forget it. I'm not going to vote for Harris. I need to vote for a change. But, yeah, abortion's a problem. And I think, you know, Donald Trump did the wise thing by taking the total ban of abortion out of the national Republican platform. And he's addressed this head on. But the Democrats keep using it, just like they use, you know, this whole, whatever, Project 2025, where he's denounced it and everything else. Harris is still running ads saying that this is his plan. It's all warped. And so the question is, what do people end up really believing is the case? Because Trump's policies and Republican policies are more popular. I mean, even, you know, the polling on abortion, but when you actually talk to voters about what the policies mean, you know, he still performs well on this issue.
Yeah, there is no doubt. Now, Liz, one of the other things we wanted to talk about, and again, maybe some Republicans don't see this as a big deal. I see the poster thing here in Philadelphia as a big deal because I'm itching to push back on Josh Shapiro and Al Schmidt lecturing us on the issue of misinformation, disinformation, holding months out. Homeland Security, the FBI, in meetings with them, or what they're going to do. Today, you have the Biden administration putting sanctions more on Russia because of them interfering, the claim is, big time, in this election. I think this is election interference. I don't know that any Democrat or any rogue organization funded these people that did it, but I think it's a good opportunity to say, where are Al Schmidt and Josh Shapiro, shouldn't they be saying, we're joining, this is a major thing to us because we are concerned about misinformation, disinformation, even something as insane as this?
Well, they should. They absolutely should do that. The question is, if they can't figure out who did it, there is nothing to be done, except obviously they're just announcing today all that's coming down. But still, we don't know who the culprit is, and they're saying that they can't figure it out. But there are other things. I mean, there's text messages that are going around. I don't know if you've heard about those yet. Clearly false. They are acting as if they're pro-Trump. They're being sent to young men, including my sons. And they're trying to make Trump look that he is, you know, hard right on premarital sex and things like that, that he's going to stop, that he won't allow you to have premarital sex.
Wait a minute, Trump?
Yes. Yes. And my sons, who are 19 and 21, have received these texts.
Okay.
So, because listen, it's coming as if it's a pro-Trump text, and I sent it all the way up to the top of the Trump campaign, and said, "You see these things," and they don't know where they're coming from either. So it's not just these signs. There's lots of garbage that's coming from the left, and the question is, how bad will it get, and will there be actions taken by the Democrat leaders in blue states like Shapiro here? Will they actually do something to make sure voters understand that this is false information?
And Liz, maybe it's a motivator or something that consoles me. You have even more experience with Josh Shapiro than I do. I've had some. The polling indicates people are mad, several ABC reporting affiliates here, that Josh Shapiro wasn't picked. They don't like the Walls was picked over him. And that the polling indicates if you pick Shapiro, the odds on winning Pennsylvania go up incredibly. Would they, the countervailing force of their party, they couldn't pick Shapiro. My gut tells me, man, if he were the VP choice, this would have been a tough Pennsylvania race.
Absolutely, I agree with that. I mean, I don't know how much it would have changed things. I don't know if it would be dramatic, but it could be 1%, and that's the election. And the reality is he not being picked is clearly based upon, I believe, his positions on Israel and, to some extent, his religion. And I talked to a lot of Jewish voters about this, both Democrat and Republicans, and it's having a chilling effect. They recognize where their party is, and we're starting to see now these protests on the college campuses are coming back. I think we're going to see a lot of it in the fall, from what I understand, the intel I'm getting. And that's got to shake up Jewish voters who are, you know, more likely to vote Democrat to say, hey, where's my party on this? Why is Tim Walz asked yesterday, how do you feel about the hostages being killed by Hamas? And he won't address the question. He turns around and says, you know, and he's walking away. I mean, that's an easy question to say. Obviously, I feel terrible about it. You know, or something kind. But they are so afraid of their left flank that they can't even say something nice about hostage victims who were murdered by Hamas. And again, that's why Josh Shapiro didn't get picked. And voters, I think voters in Pennsylvania recognize that.
So, Liz, your gut instinct then, and I would turn to you, of course, suburban women here, Republican or Democrat or moderately Democrat, it's not as bad then, in your view, as in 2020, 2022. Do you think, particularly, that Trump has handled this, I think, uniquely well in his own way on the issue of abortion?
Yes, I do. And I do think that he will do a slightly better in the Southeast than he did before. Something could happen. I mean, that's as of today, this has been the wildest election we've seen. So something dramatically could turn that, but he will do slightly better. And this is races on the margin. So anybody that tells you they know which way this is going, they don't, right? We really don't know. You can't be surprised about anything except for the fact that I think now people like Nate Silver, who are looking at these numbers and really drilling down and have been now election cycle after election cycle, are saying, hey, we seem to underpoll Republican voters, Trump supporters, regularly. So if he's tied in Pennsylvania, I feel really good about that number.
I do, too. And debate advice, other than the stuff about, you know, not saying anything when she's talking, all that stuff. The strategy of getting fracking in there, I still think that's king in Pennsylvania. And if it's king in Pennsylvania, I'm putting my money on that as the thing. I got to get into the debate and got to get to the bottom line of her having to say why she changed on this.
Absolutely. Number one, he's got to get that in the debate. He's got to get in his policy. Sometimes he veers off and he has so many good policy points to talk about what he did when he was there versus what she's proposing. I mean, she's talking about communist proposals of price fixing. That's insane. And he can talk about how it didn't work in Venezuela and we're not a communist country. And if he can just stick to policy, he wins that debate.
Without a doubt. Liz, thank you as always. Any website or anything else you'd point us toward?
You can always go to the state GOP website or the Montgomery County Republican Committee. Just put it in, and any one of those Republican Party websites will be helpful. They'll direct you to how to vote by mail. And by the way, for the first time ever, I got a door knocker, a door hanger with information on how to vote by mail on the Republican side. So that's, things are happening. This is good stuff.
That is. And tell your sons, no way on that text.
Yes, I have been, yes.
Thank you, Liz.
Dom Giordano, weekdays noon till 3, from Talk Radio 1210, WPHD.